So, got one for you, boss.
Oh, yeah?
What's black, white, and dented all over?
I give up.
The company truck. I know, but thanks to our agent, we've already submitted an insurance claim and can track the status right from the app. Auto owners pays what they owe without any hassle.
Lucky for you, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data 1H2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This is You Better You Bet with Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
All right, we're way behind. We got to whip through everything. We had three tremendous guests join us on the show today. Anthony DeBundo from The Ringer, Colin Wilson, Action Network, Brian Anderson, who'll be on the call of NLCS Game 4 coming up tonight. Our executive producer, Bill Zimmerman, he won't win Nick Costos' money. Pitiful performance this week. Our tactical director, Tyler Morales, a.k.a. Tron Grizzard. Our engineer, Jake Hassan. Our video producer, the favorite to win Nick Costos' money, downtown, Mike Brown. Coming up after us, a four-hour live betting extravaganza known to you and yours is BetMGM tonight, featuring our friend Ryan Orbot. And our guest at this time, the one, the only, Brad Evans. Brad, happy Friday. Hola, amigo.
Hola, amigos! Happy Friday to you guys.
We have set the clock. 20 seconds, Brad. What is the prop that you are most excited to bet this NFL Sunday?
Luke McCaffrey, give me the over on 22.5 receiving yards. That's it, folks. It just posted live on BetMGM, and I grabbed it immediately. Why? The Dallas Cowboys, a bunch of cowpokes defensively, as we know. Dead last, and a pass EPA defense. Going to see a lot of Daron Bland in coverage. Bland has given up a 72.7% catch rate, 103 flat passer rating. McCaffrey's played at least 36% of the snaps. Terry McLaurin ain't going to play. Debo Samuel, we'll see. I think he's going to get at least 3 to 5 targets. One of those could be for a long bomb. It's going to be an OCC. Yeah, you know me. One catch cash. Love the over there on 22.5 receiving yards. I'll take the over as well on longest grab at 15.5. You're welcome.
54 seconds. Only 34 seconds over. Thank you, Brad. Have a great show.
George Kittle under 53.5 yards this weekend. I'm out.
I'll tell you what, Brad's lucky he's entertaining because our friend the bald freak does not have an inner clock. 34 seconds
went,
over the 20 seconds.
I wish you like went under on the Luke McCaffrey bet. Jeez.
that was a one bet cash. Brad Evans and Ryan Horvath, BetMGM tonight. We love Brad. 7 to 11 p.m. Eastern every night on the BetMGM Network. All right, let's drop the dope-ass beat. We'll do the reads, and then we'll get back to the football bets, please. No matter where the college football action is, there's nothing like getting in the game and leveling up your next parlay. Use today's Parlay Boost token to boost your potential payout from a winning college football parlay. Make it legendary with BetMGM. Download the app and please gamble responsibly. Imagine needing 1.5 speed on a podcast, losers. Don't forget to download and subscribe to You Better You Bet in podcast form. Search You Bet wherever you find your podcast. Like, comment, and subscribe. Like, comment, and subscribe to our YouTube page, youtube.com/@TheBetMGMNetwork, twitch.tv/TheBetMGMNetwork. All right, Jake, please, back to the Mario music. And Femi, we continue our week 7 NFL Sunday betting sojourn about a half an hour where I am, from where I am right now, where Tyler Morales lives, where it smells terrible, New Jersey. The Panthers, 1.5-point road favorites at the Jets. Total in the game is 41.5. Garrett Wilson, doubtful for the Jets. Chuba Hubbard back. Jatavion Sanders back. Jalen Coker back. Tyler's missing somebody. Austin Corbett off IR, back for the Panthers this week. Didn't make the cut.
Oh, buddy. Tyler, you got to shore up that O-line, baby. Who's going to be getting the first string carries at running back? I guess we'll all find out on Sunday.
Rico.
This is a passer. Is it Rico?
Definitely. They said that? I think so.
Okay, well, we'll see what David Canales thinks.
Over 200 yards in back-to-back games, like, he should start.
Oh, yeah, he should. I guess, who knows? We'll see. I think the betting market's just right. Panthers should be favorite, should never be three. It's not, and there's not a whole lot to do here. Although, I do see a pick'em actually at one spot here, so let's see what happens over the weekend. Maybe there's interest on the Jets. If there is, I will bet Carolina, but if Carolina's going to be a favorite, nothing to do for me.
Panthers are a pass for me in this game. Denver, a touchdown favorite at home against my New York football Giants. Total in the game is 40 and a half. Tyler does not have Ben Powers on the screen, who is on injured reserve. Mm. He's one of Denver's starting guards. Just saying here, Giants center, John Jacob Jingleheimer, Michael Schmitz is out. Darius Slayton probably not going to play. Abdul Carter, questionable.
I do think that Michael Schmidt's injury is like kind of impactful, given the fact that Vance Joseph blitzes a ton, and now this is a rookie quarterback going. Like, I mean, well, you still want your starting center, you know? Like,
I don't think it matters. With a young quarterback. I'm just being honest. Like, I actually don't think it matters at all that he's not playing. I think he's terrible. Okay.
I disagree. I think it does matter when you're.
Oh yeah, what's your offensive line analysis of John Michael Schmitz? You've been grinding the tape and watching him, or no?
My hand's been in the dirt. I know that rookie quarterbacks don't really set protections very well. So let's go ahead and see this against this pass rush for the Denver Broncos. All that aside, I think the Broncos win this game. I think they cover the game. I've not bet 7 yet because I want to see if there's interest on the Giants, but I will bet 7 or 6.5. Likely going to be a 7 because I don't think we're going to ever get down there because I will be running to a 6.5. But I think this is a really good spot for Denver. Gen Z Giants go out there and get smoked in the Rocky Mountains.
Oh, I don't I don't like that. The Gen Z Giants.
Amen.
Makes me not want to root for
them. Are they not? They're doing the TikTok dances. They're fun, man. You should like this team.
Honestly, like, I feel like Troy Aikman. If I had to bet the game, I'd bet the Giants. I don't know if I'm going to. So we'll move on. We'll talk more about it on Sunday.
Yeah.
Chargers, 1.5-point home favorites against the Colts. Total in the game, 48.5. Quentin Johnston going to play. Joe Alt, doubtful. Trey Pipkins is out. So this is going to be the same disaster was last week for the Chargers on the offensive line. Khalil Mack, questionable. Tre'Varius Ward, Josh Downs, Ashton Doolin out. For the Colts.
Whoa, boss, how did that happen?
Mind your business.
I mean, how did a forklift make a shish kebab out of our company truck?
I said, mind your business, Billy. It's why we have auto owners. We work with an independent agent to customize our policies. So when the unexpected happens, we know we're covered. Because unlike you, minding our business is their business.
Oh, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
You didn't do this, did you, boss?
Mind your business, Billy.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data 1H2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
For the first time all season, we got ourselves a teaser leg. I'm breaking out the teaser. I like teasing Indianapolis. I'll let you know which game I want to pair it with, but I think Colts teaser legs up to 8, up to 7.5. This to me feels like a one possession game either way. I mean, that's indicated in the point spread. I think the Colts are able to hang with this one. I wouldn't be shocked if they won the game given all the injuries on the old line, but I like the teaser leg a little bit more than taking +2 or +1.5.
Yeah, I think I'm going to pass this game. I think if I had to bet it, I'd actually bet the Colts, but I'm not there yet. Maybe I'll develop a take by Sunday. Well, we have now flipped, and I think this is right. I said it on radio all day today. I'd be shocked if the Cowboys didn't close a favorite against the Commanders. Dallas -1 is now the number at BetMGM. Total 54.5. Brutal injury report for Washington. Terry McLaurin's out. Debo Samuel's questionable. CeeDee Lamb, Tyler Booker, Tyler Smith all playing for Dallas. Trevon Diggs got a concussion last night at home. Like, we have no details on that. He's out for this game.
Yeah, so for me, I want to see if Debo Samuel is going to end up playing. We're not going to know that 90 minutes prior to kickoff, probably. It's probably a pass for me now that Dallas is the favorite. But if Debo plays and we get like plus money, I might actually take a small bet on Washington. So let's just hang tight with this one over the weekend, and that will make my decision then.
Yeah, I want to bet Washington if Debo doesn't play. Like, I don't think you can make that
bet.
We'll talk more about it.
Yeah,
we'll talk more about it on Sunday. Packers and the Cardinals in the desert. A lot going on here injury-wise. Lucas Van Ness, Devontae Wyatt, Christian Watson out. Josh Jacobs full practice, so it looks like he's going to play on Sunday. Kyler Murray is questionable. Marvin Harrison out of concussion protocol. They will not have first-round defensive tackle Walter Nolan yet. He is out for this game. Zay Jones is questionable.
I like Green Bay. I'm going to lay 6.5 with the Green Bay Packers. I've thought about this one all week long. With Jacoby Brissett starting, I just don't think that this should be like... I think this should be seven, honestly. We don't know that he's starting yet. Well, I guess we know. But if he ends up starting and this ends up being the number, then it's Green Bay for me. It sounds like that's where we're trending, but I guess let's all find out tomorrow or on Sunday afternoon. But I'm going to like Green Bay if it's going to be Brissett at 6.5. So I guess stay tuned for that one as well. But likely a Packers bet for me.
I'll be on the opposite side. I'm going to wait to see where the dust settles with all the injuries, and I'm going to bet Arizona. When the Cardinals are big favorites, the game's close. When they're big dogs, the game is close. When the spread is close, the game is close. There are big dogs here. I'll bet the Cardinals. I want to see where the market goes depending on who the quarterback is. I'm going to take the points with Arizona regardless. And Sunday Night Football, the Niners, 2-point home favorites against Atlanta. Total is 47. Mac Jones starts for San Francisco, so no Brock Purdy in this game. Ricky Pearsall, Etur Gross-Matos out. George Kittle back for San Francisco. Darnell Mooney questionable for Atlanta.
I think this betting market's actually right with the Niners as a small favorite at home, which is why I will be teasing the Falcons up to 8. So it'll be like a Falcons-Colts teaser leg for me. Two road dogs, more than a touchdown. I think this is one of those one-possession games as well. Could see the Falcons easily win the game, could see the Niners win the game, but I don't think either team is running away with it. So give me the Colts-Falcons as my first teaser for 2025.
I'll tell you what, can we ever get, honestly, either side, like Washington or Dallas up?
Oh, yeah. I mean, like, I know, like, you obviously people don't like to tease, like, high totals, but, I mean, Dallas cannot blow anybody out with that defense. Like, it's just, it's not happening.
I don't like the Vikings. If Patriots went up, I'd consider that.
Yeah.
I do like Atlanta as a teaser, like, a lot. Like, a lot. I know it's really good.
Tease them with the Colts. Because you said maybe. You'd bet Indy if you had to bet the game.
Yeah, maybe. I might just bet Atlanta. Oh. I might just bet the Falcons. I haven't yet.
Bijan overs, maybe?
We'll talk more about it on Sunday. And those are our football bets for week 7 in the NFL. All right. Bill Zimmerman is with us, our executive producer. Bill has been disqualified from winning Nick Costos' money this week. Bill, we would love your opinion on who should win Nick Costos' money.
I mean, I know I disqualified myself earlier in the week, but let's be honest here, Nick. I mean, this Friday was a domination by me personally with the great production piece, Brian Anderson in between managerial meetings, and Brian recording that thing. I mean, that's a chef's kiss. But putting myself aside, let's look at this. Here's the way I look at it. Addy's disqualified. Jake and Tyler, they were terrible this week. They just didn't do anything. What stood out about either of their performances? It was just what they should be doing every week. Mike Brown made some changes. And I know Mike Brown had some issues with the video, but NFC Player of the Week, AFC Player of the Week, those kind of things, nothing. It doesn't talk about those previous weeks. This is who should win Nick Costos' money this week. And this week, it's video producer downtown, Mike Brown.
All right, let's bring Tyler Morales on the show. Tyler, what do you think of Bill's assertion that your performance was ordinary this week and that Mike Brown should win?
I don't agree with that. Maybe I deleted Austin Corbett's name by accident. I'm not going to lie. I thought I was pitching a no-hitter until like Thursday. So I thought I was doing great. As a real leader, I like to reevaluate what I did during the week, and I think I dominated. So I think I should win.
I'll tell you what. I don't know what happened. Like, Tyler, you've always been funny. I don't know what happened, but like you've like turned into like a stand-up comedian overnight. And I mean, like you're very funny. Jake, your thoughts?
Yeah, reporting live from the trough. Thank you very much. I also am going to give my vote to Mike Brown. Listen, I'll admit it. I was James Shields this week. Didn't do anything spectacular. Just came in, ate some innings, did my job, did exactly what I was supposed to do. Don't think I should be rewarded for that. Listen, Tyler was great. Tyler was Cliff Lee. But Mike Brown was Roy Halladay. Mike Brown was awesome this week, and my vote goes to him.
All right. So here's what we've got. So in addition to the things that, you know, he got the Doppler on the screen yesterday, right? I look, obviously, like, we are all thinking that, okay? But we can't do that, all right? What's happening in our show chat? I thought it too. Just being honest. And you, honestly, you're listening or watching, like, you probably are also. Mike also had some great one-liners this week. Like, Revenge of the Sith yesterday. I don't remember what he said that was funny today, but he made me laugh. The winner of Nick Costos' money this week, what a comeback for him. It's like Lazarus. He was dead and now he's back. downtown, Mike Brown. $20 coming your way, Mike. Mike, put yourself on camera to end the show. We'll see everyone on Sunday. Until then, we're wishing you minimal sweats, winning bets, the absolute very best of luck.
Thanks for listening to You Better You Bet. Up next, it's BetMGM Tonight on the BetMGM Network.
Whoa, boss, how did that happen?
Mind your business.
I mean, how did a forklift make a shish kebab out of our company truck?
I said, mind your business, Billy. It's why we have auto owners. We work with an independent agent to customize our policies. So when the unexpected happens, we know we're covered. Because unlike you, minding our business is their business.
Oh, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
You didn't do this, did you, boss?
Mind your business, Billy.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.